USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Saudi Arabia and other OPEC oil producers are discussing an output increase, the group's delegates said, a move that could help heal the rift with the Biden administration and keep energy flowing amid new attempts to blunt Russia's oil industry over the Ukraine war. This week, food banks around the country are giving out Thanksgiving provisions, and they're dealing with double-digit price increases for some key items. Compared to last year, the price of potatoes is up 15%, and pies are up 19%. And at the center of the Thanksgiving table, turkeys are up 17%. Jerry Brown is with St. Mary's Food Bank in Phoenix, Arizona. He says they continue to see record numbers of people in need of food.
What we see on a daily basis here rivals what we normally used to see on Thanksgiving. We had more than 1,100 clients here last week daily, 7,000 in a week last week. So when we see 3,000 to 5,000, it's going to be more than we normally see, but it's not going to be too much different from a day that we normally see because of inflation.
Disney is making a change when it comes to their CEO.
Walt Disney's board of directors overnight replaced chief executive Bob Chapek with Robert Iger, the company's former chairman and CEO who left the company at the end of last year. Susan Arnold, chairman of Disney's board, in a statement said Bob Iger is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period, end quote. This month, the company reported weaker than expected fourth quarter financials and one of the reasons Disney Plus streaming service is now costing you more. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An earthquake struck the Indonesian island of Java on Monday, leaving at least 162 people dead, hundreds injured, and thousands of homes damaged. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
At the White House on Monday, President Joe Biden pardons the national Thanksgiving turkey and his alternative.
They are big turkeys, aren't they? My fellow Americans, please welcome the 2022 National Thanksgiving Turkeys, Chocolate and Chip.
He says it's a wonderful Thanksgiving tradition. The lucky turkeys are from Monroe, North Carolina. This is the 75th National Thanksgiving Turkey presentation. Help is on the way for those cleaning up after a snowstorm in New York.
Federal help is on the way to western New York after a major snowstorm. President Biden has approved an emergency declaration following the storm that dumped several feet of snow in the Buffalo area. Orchard Park, home to the Buffalo Bills Stadium, saw 77 inches of snow. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Addressing the NATO Parliamentary Assembly via video link on Monday during a summit in Madrid, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says through translation that his nation should become part of NATO and the European Union.
While Ukraine is not yet a full-fledged part of the European Union and NATO, I'm addressing you on behalf of the people who have always been, is and will be a part of the community of values to which you all also belong.
Zelensky is urging countries to recognize Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.